Welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Thank you for being with us. May God bless you as we read the Bible and discuss it. I'm Clint Davis, pastor of our church. Thank you for being with us. Acts chapter 15, beginning in verse 12, is where we are in the story of the Jerusalem Council as we work our way through the book of Acts, the story of the beginning of the church age, the beginning of the Christian church after Christ has risen and ascended into heaven. The apostles going out sharing the good news between Jews and Gentiles. God in his pleasure is bringing Jews and Gentiles to faith. The question of whether or not Gentile men have to be circumcised, whether or not they have to participate in the rituals of the Jewish faith to be true Christians is really at debate and discussion. And the church is trying to settle this debate early on. All the believers have gathered together. They had a council. They had a meeting of the leaders of the church. And now they're sitting down and saying, all right, in prayerful consideration, what is it that we must say regarding these Gentile converts? Beautiful thing is, as we saw at the end of the first section of this interaction, Peter says, listen, it's by faith in Jesus Christ we will be saved, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace through faith. Now, pick it up in verse 12 of Acts chapter 15. And all the assembly fell silent as Peter spoke. And then they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. And after they finished speaking, James replied, brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his own name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. After this, I will return, and I will build my tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes things known from of old. Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble these Gentiles who turn to God, but should write them to abstain from things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from the blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues. And so basically what happens is that Peter stands up and says, listen, let me tell you about how God brought these Gentiles in. Peter recounts the story of Acts 10, where he has a vision and goes and sees Cornelius. Then Paul and Barnabas, as everybody sits down and listens, Paul and Barnabas stand up and say, hey, listen, let me tell you about what God's doing. Let me tell you about how God's at work. That's language we would use today. Let me tell you about how God is bringing these Gentiles into the fold, how he's sharing the good news and how the faith is being, how the gospel's going out and people are responding in faith and the Holy Spirit's coming upon them. Let me tell you all about it. And they do. And they tell the assembly about it. And finally, James says, well, brothers, listen, let me just say this. I don't think we should trouble these Gentiles with this burden of the law. Moses is read everywhere. There's everybody going to be people to proclaim him. And we're not going to worry about forgetting him because he's proclaimed everywhere in every city and every synagogue. But we shouldn't burden these brothers of the Gentiles who are coming in. They shouldn't have to be circumcised. They shouldn't have to go through all these feast days because they rest in Christ and Christ alone. And if God has seen fit to save them through Jesus, and the testimony is true, and it lines up with the teaching of the gospel, the teaching of the prophets, that God's going to create for himself a people among the Gentiles and rebuild the tent of David, it'll be one tent, then we shouldn't burden these guys. We should welcome them in. We should encourage them. We should strengthen them. We should build them up. I think that's a wonderfully encouraging statement from James, but I think it's also a wonderfully encouraging and helpful word of advice for us today. Many of us have faith traditions that we love and uphold, and we get frustrated when people do things differently. But we've got to recognize that the key of the gospel, the key of the Christian faith, is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace through faith. Trusting in Jesus, that's what matters. He's the one who matters. And if he sees fit to save people by their profession of faith, then we should indeed encourage them along the way and not place undue burdens upon them, not binding their consciences. And that's what James says here. He says, but we ought to do some things. We got to set them apart. We got to have them, we got to tell them they got to set themselves apart. So they have to abstain from food sacrificed to idols. They have to abstain from sexual immorality. Those both had to do with worship of false gods. Food sacrificed to idols, sexual immorality, sexually immoral acts as a way of consummating a relationship with a god and worship. Now, you've got to abstain from that because your life is devoted to the one true God. You're going to abstain from the things that are strangled because we want to believe in a humane way of killing things. And you've got to abstain from eating the blood because the life of the animal was seen in the blood. And so we're going to encourage you and ask you not to do those things. But other than that, we're not going to make you be circumcised. We're not going to make you do all these rituals. But we're going to set up, we're going to all agree, and we're going to set ourselves aside for the worship of God and devotion to Him. And we're going to get rid of the things that may indicate that we're worshiping the false gods of the world around us. That's certainly legit. We're devoting ourselves to the Lord. And that's what they agree upon. And the letter goes out. And they ask the Gentiles also to remember the poor in Jerusalem. We'll get there tomorrow. You guys have a great day. God bless you. Don't add burdens to people. Encourage them to walk with Christ. Take care. I'll see you soon.